100 word stories.
Hi there, this is Lawrence Simon. You know, the 100 word stories podcast guy, one a day until the day I die.com. Maybe you've heard of it. Anyway, this is the weekly challenge where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. And the topic this week was, generally, one of these days it's going to be, oh crap, I just can't remember. It's right here in front of me. I have the page in front of me on the laptop, and I don't even look at it. Oh, and anyway, we got stories, a lot of stories from Richard, Serendipity, Tura, Tom, John, Charlie's back, Lizzie, Jeffrey, Leiana, Norval Joe, Dwayne, and Planet Z. Maybe you've heard of all these people. Well, I have. I mean, you know, I'm hearing as I load them in. Anyway, I should probably just play the stories and stop saying stupid things like I am. So here are the stories, and I'll be back with you in a bit.
Hello, Night People. Tom here. My story this evening is, the river rose all day, the river rose all night. Generally speaking, Dean was the last person I'd have thought would be capable of such a selfless act of kindness. It's not that he's some kind of self-centered asshole. It's more he has the heart and soul of an accountant, one to weigh the cost-benefit of any given interaction. But there he was, knee-deep in the river, with a tiny girl riding on his shoulders. And he didn't stop there. Dean returned to the river a dozen times. The water rises to hip, then chest. He didn't make it back from the last trip. Well done, Dean. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
What has happened down here is the wind has changed. Clouds roll in from the north and it start to rain. Rain real hard and rain for a real long time. 6 feet of water in the streets of Evangeline. River rose all day, the river rose all night. Some people got lost in the flood. Some people got away all right. River has busted. Clear down to Plaquemine. 6 feet of water in the streets of Evangeline.
I find that generalizations are, generally, pretty useful. They can cover a multitude of sins, and can allow you, quite literally sometimes, to get away with murder. They're handy for providing alibis, without actually being deceptive. Where were you, on the night in question? Well, generally, I'm at church on a Sunday at that time of the evening, so I suppose that must have been the case. And, as a rule, I generally go straight home afterwards, to a mug of cocoa, and a good night's sleep. And the best of it, is that I, generally, get away with it.
Good day to you. Richard here, and this story is about something that actually did happen to me. And if I'm perfectly honest, I'm still just a little bit disturbed about it. Anyway, this is generally. So, here I am, sat in the pub, enjoying my pint, phone in hand, pondering what to write for this week's story. And, literally, at the moment I tap out the heading, generally, the chap across the bar loudly says the exact same word to his companion. I'm a little freaked out. Am I being watched? Under covert surveillance by who knows what shady organisation? Is some bizarre experiment in thought control taking place here? I take another draught from my glass. Maybe it was just a freaky coincidence. But if nothing else, I've got a story out of it. And you've just heard it. So until next time, and more freaky coincidences, goodbye.
Generally, I do not fly Aer Lingus. The last time I called them, I misdialed. A woman answered, and when I asked for comfortable Aer Lingus accommodations, she gasped and slammed the phone down. I do this sort of thing often. As I get older, I make more mistakes and make them more often. As I near my final days, I plan to get my head removed and stored at an Alcor cryogenic facility. My executors will handle everything, including reanimation. Someday, my ancestors will fetch me from the walk-in, and we can sit down to catch up on the news.
Hey, everyone. Leanna here for another 100-word story weekly challenge after already skipping a week. Yeah. Anyway, moving on. For this week's challenge number 619, I have the following story titled, Waltzing. I shaded more red into my canvas, working while the crowd shuffled around. My subject squirmed and whined before settling on command. I hastened to finish my latest masterpiece, turning it for parental approval. They squawked and shouted offending words I dare not repeat, insisting I did not capture their child. But in reviewing my sketch, taking notes of horns, gnashing teeth, and evil glint, I assured them my interpretation was accurate. It was how I generally saw all of them in the park. I don't remember much more after the mouse came up and punched me in the head.
Why I Am Not As Good as Lovecraft by John DeCleese. Generally speaking, I always try to be specific. Generalities are sometimes useful, like statistics, but they usually present a false or at least inadequate image of something that would be better served with a precise and specific representation. Specificity allows for the possible communication of precise information. Generality, at best, allows for the communication of a warm, fuzzy feeling or a cold chill of horror. Lovecraft used non-specific information more effectively than anyone in achieving a precise reaction of horror in his readers. Through non-specificity, he became, generally, one of the greatest writers of horror stories in all of literature.
Hey, Dwayne here with another 100-word story. And I just realized that last week, my story was 101 words. I blame my word processor. It didn't count my ampersand, and so it threw me all off. Read my lips. It won't happen again. And now, generally. Hollywood is remaking The Dukes of Hazzard. The story is generally the same. Uncle Jesse is the same old curmudgeon, but running a recycling center. Daisy runs a tech firm. Mayor Hogg is a philanthropist who loves helping others and playing Santa at Christmas. And don't forget that iconic car. It's now a bright green Prius with a yellow peace sign on the roof. They use it to deliver Meals on Wheels or sometimes as a lift service. And hilarity ensues. They call it the Generally. So how much trouble will those Duke boys be in this week? Not much.
Hi everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The lighthouse keeper stared at the horizon. 5 lines. The sea was unusually calm, and it was bitter cold. His mind wandered back to that day. The sea wasn't calm then, and it wasn't cold, but he felt it at the back of his neck like a knife. The body was out there. He knew exactly where. 5 years ago. Each year on that day, he would stand up there. He didn't know how. He never noticed when. But he knew she came from the sea to carve another line on his arm, a reminder of what he had done. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 619 with a prompt of Generally. Well, here's my story. Being a boy in middle school is generally a negative thing. For a few boys with confidence and maturity beyond their years, it's an opportunity to control hundreds of others. Like fish in a barrel, the less mature and more insecure rise to the surface with hopes for acceptance and inclusion, only to get a bullet through the head. So it was that Bilbert fell victim to Roderick's prank, though now he had something none of the other boys had, a superpower. True, he wore a plastic bag for a loincloth, which generally was not a positive thing. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Tora Brazzolino here with a story on the subject, Generally. The broncul is an old folk instrument traditionally made and played by shepherds. It consists of a long, stout, hollow staff with a mouthpiece and finger holes. The opposite end is terminated by a large, hollow wooden ball that provides percussion accompaniment when swung against a tree. Thus did shepherds amuse themselves in former times. The broncul has never found favour in the salon, but the composer Marin Marais once accepted a challenge to create a piece for broncul consort, performed by shepherds on the king's estates. It was generally agreed that the effect resembled a stampede of confused cows.
Good morning, it's Jeffrey Fisher, and I'm here for week 619. Generally speaking, on the topic of generally. My story is called Common Sense. Generally, the sound of a police siren and the sight of flashing lights invokes the following reactions: pulling over, handing license and registration to the officer, and responding politely to questions and instructions from the officer. He's armed, and the driver is usually not. Confrontations generally work out poorly for the driver. This is common sense. It's annoying to read the self-righteous accounts of black parents lecturing their male children of driving age to take the above steps in a respectful manner. The implication is that young black males have trouble with these simple concepts. All they need to know is, be a man, kid, and respect the law. You'll live longer that way. And that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week.
Take a trip with me. to planet Z.
Generally speaking, when the boss started off with those words, you knew you were in for an hour of boredom. Not that you could show it, mind you. If you closed your eyes or crossed your arms, he was right there in your face, asking if there was a problem. And then he'd start back over again with those words. Generally speaking. There are only two ways to get out of that. Lunch and quitting time. You'd get home, you have your dinner, put your feet up, and when you go to sleep, and dream of those words again.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of stories on the topic of, I can't remember, generally. Oh, man. Good stories all. You can check out the text, that one a day until the day I die.com. I have no idea how you're listening to this if you're not subscribed already, so I won't go into all the click this, click that, the social networks, blah, 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 blah. It's been almost 13 years. Who else is going to find out about this? You know, it's just, we're it. That's it. Oh, well. So, what else? The next topic is braided, so get your engines rolling, even though I post all the topics for the year in advance. Whatever. Anything else? Other than thank you all for being a part of this, week in, week out. It's a journey. And as always, keep it brief.